Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, God bless you. Thank you for listening. This is Personal Hearts Radio with your host and founder, Aaliyah Walker. Well, God is the founder. I'm just representing him. And I want to thank you for tuning in and taking the time to download these shows and listen. Our goal, my goal, in my personal life, and for business and for this show, is to glorify Jesus. What I say, what I do, is of Him. And so if you receive something and you might not think it's for you, then it's for someone that you might know, because God will bring that, what I had spoken, what He has spoken through me, He will bring that to your remembrance to speak to that person. So what you hear, just keep it in your heart. And if it's for you, ask God to give you wisdom. Because you've already received the knowledge, ask God to give you wisdom and how to apply it. Because that's how you use wisdom. You have to have the knowledge first to use the wisdom. Wisdom does not come before knowledge. Knowledge always comes before wisdom. And I'm huge on knowing things, because if you don't know something, how can you do it? And if you don't do it, how can you change? I'm all about the doing. There's no gray areas in my life. It's either yes or no, yay or nay. Either you want something or you don't. It's no maybes for me. If you're maybe about it, then it means no. That's just my philosophy, and it makes life a whole lot easier if you're just up front, if you're real, if you're straightforward to people and you don't play games. When someone usually plays games, it means that they're trying to trick you. So just an FYI, when someone is playing games, they're trying to hide their true feelings, or they're trying to trick you. So I know it takes maturity to get to that level, but I'm going to tell you, it's automatic when you get closer to Jesus Christ, because heaven and hell, they don't play games. People in hell are not playing games anymore. It's for real. It's real life. And we do live forever. It just determines where you're going to live. So, praise God. I'm super excited that you're listening today. God will only give me what I've lived through. And or He will give me what He wants me to tell you. Because Jesus has been here through the beginning. He knows what's going to happen. He's seen it before. So what you're going through, what you're living through, is nothing new to Him, because He knows the end from the beginning. So instead of going to mediums and psychics who get their power from a created being, which is the devil, go to the one who has all power, who is in control, who is in control of this world, who is in control of this universe. And that person is your creator. He's Jesus Christ. He is the sweetest, most kindest, most loving, most wonderful best friend you will ever have. And then you have the Holy Spirit, who is the most beautiful, most kindest gentleman ever. And He lives in the inside of you, those who are born again Christians. And He loves you, and He wants to help you in this life. If you will let Him, He's a gentleman. He's not going to force His way into your life, but you have to let Him. And once you let Him, then He will change your life. He will direct your life, and you will step into your destiny. And some of you who are listening don't even know that you're in your destiny, but you are, because that's just the way Jesus operates. He loves to surprise His children. He loves to give to His children. So allow the Holy Spirit to operate in your life. Allow Him to move in your life. Allow Him to be in your life. You're born again, yes. You've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You believe that He died on the cross for your sins and that He rose the third day. And you believe and know that you have a position, a seat in heaven. But are you allowing God to live through you? Are you allowing Him to help others through you? Are you allowing Him to speak through you? And that's going to be the title of our next show. What are you born to do? What are you born to do? And we're going to discuss what you're born to do on our next show. But today we're going to talk about how to love the unlovable. We're going to discuss Who are the unlovable? What does it mean? And most importantly, how to break through. Because when you read the scriptures in the Gospels, Jesus never gave a problem without a solution. When you give a problem without a solution, you're just complaining. But when you offer a solution to the problem, you're helping. You're helping that person, or you're helping yourself. So we're going to explain how to love the unlovable. We're going to base it in scripture. And we're going to resolve this issue because it's not only in our families, but it's people whom you work with or people you just met. And it could be hard at times, but Jesus has lived through that himself, and he's our greatest example. So before we get into that message, I would love to play for you a beautiful song, which I am. I will not only love to, but I will. And this song is titled, I Will Restore, and it's by Kevin LaVar. I'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
When you live with regret, you can't seem to forget. And it plays like a song that won't end in your head. You're not what you did, no, you're not what you've done. You're my son, there's more to come. You're not what you did, no, that's not who you are. You're my daughter, and I am your God. I will even give you back the years your sin stole from you. I will restore, yes, I will restore. I will even give you back the years your sin stole from you. I will restore, yes, I will restore. I know you've made some mistakes, and you think you'll never be able to recover from that mistake. You've lost a lot of things, but God's gonna bring it back into your life. He's not through with you yet. He's gonna use you. Oh. He doesn't want you living with regret. Your best days are coming. Your best days are yet ahead. Listen. Let him give it back.
That we could minister to people is first restoring our own soul. So in order for us to help someone, we have to be healthy. We have to be healthy. You have to be healthy. We have to be healthy. So let's start our show with prayer. Praise God. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit, who's already here, to dictate the show and the way it should go. Would you join me, please? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I first bind every demonic spirit that is keeping your people from listening and downloading and tuning into these shows. I bind the power over their mind and ask you to remove the veil that the enemy has put over their eyes and their hearts and their minds. And I ask you to remove it and don't ever let it come back. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to allow the Holy Spirit to permeate the listeners and to permeate me and to speak through my voice. And through my eyes, and see through my eyes, and hear through my ears. Allow the Holy Spirit to operate in its fullness in me, and operate in its fullness in the show, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that your will be done mightily, and we believe and expect all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit will manifest. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. So, my beautiful friends, I like to discuss with you how to love the unlovable. I, too, have been in this place that some of you are in because as Christians, we are not without persecution. If you believe that you will live this life easy, you are not a Christian because even Jesus, who lived an innocent, sinless life, had persecution, lots of persecution. People wanted to kill him, stone him, throw him off a cliff. Most of you have not experienced that. I haven't, but we are still persecuted by people who use their mouths against us. So let's start with the basic definition of who are the unlovable. And this is what the Holy Spirit gave me. The Holy Spirit gave me that people who are unlovable are people who do not want to be loved. People who are unlovable are people who are difficult to love. They are difficult. You try to love a difficult person at your home or your work or community. You desperately try for peace, and yet you're feeling accused and rejected and even confused. Another definition of people who are unlovable are people who simply just get on your nerves. They just love to aggravate you. They live to argue or strive. These people who are difficult to love, who are difficult to reach, no matter what you do or say, these are people that are unlovable. And there is a root cause for people who are unlovable. And in my experience, the root cause is hurt. These people have been hurt. And I mean, they have been deeply hurt. And the reason why they are unlovable, because they don't want to allow anyone close to them to unveil why they've been hurt. They like, that's a sense of security. It's like a bubble. It's like a cave for them where they crawl back into, where no one else can hurt them again. And that's why they're unlovable, because they don't want to be broken again. So that is someone who's unlovable. They're just difficult to love. They don't want to be loved. And so one way to begin to understand them is their heart. And why do they feel the way they do? You have to reach the heart of a person. If you try to love the unlovable person by being cruel to them, by throwing in their teeth what they threw into yours, they're going to love that, because that's their place of safety already. Their place of safety is hardness, is brokenness. And so if you argue with them and if you throw back what they threw back at you, they love that. And you haven't gained a friend, you've lost a brother or sister. So loving a difficult person, loving someone that does not want to be loved, are the unlovables. And there are many of them. They're your neighbors, even people in your own family. And so I like to start with reading scripture. And this is what the Holy Spirit, the beautiful, lovable Holy Spirit, gave me. And if you don't know how to love someone, ask God to teach you how to love someone. And if you're an unlovable person, thank you for listening. Find out who loves you the most. Allow yourself to get close to Jesus. And He is the only one that can heal your soul. He is the only one that can heal your brokenness. So reading your Bible, praying, getting close to Jesus, and allowing Him, or simply asking Him, Father, in the name of Jesus, will you please heal my hurt? Would you please make me lovable? And asking Him, He will reveal to you step by step. He will walk you down the stairs. That's what the Holy Spirit showed me. A person walking down the stairs. Really, it's down the depths of your soul of how you became that way. And once you get to the root cause, you uproot, you cut out the rottenness in your soul, then your soul can heal and become whole and healthy again, and then you'll see, you'll have a better outlook in life. You will. But that's the process. Jesus is the process. And you have to get close to Him to reveal that to you, because He will take it out, because He wants you to. He doesn't want to have representatives of Him to be grungy and groungy and grumpy. God does not like that, because that's not how He is. Jesus is the sweetest, kindest person, but He operates in power. And He cannot use His power through a grumpy, grungy person. He will not, because He will not be mocked. So we're going to start in Luke chapter 6. And we're going to start at verse 31. And I read from the King James Bible. I hope that's okay with all of you. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? How can you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? Jesus is saying, what prize is that? What reward is in that? For sinners also do even the same. But Jesus is saying, now here is the reward. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Did you hear what I just said? But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful, unto the evil. I recall the Holy Spirit gave me a scripture when the Bible says, when your enemies ask you for drink, give them drink, for in doing so you shall heap a coal of fire upon their heads. So really, loving the unlovable is what? Loving your enemies. That's what it really comes down to. And so we've identified who are the unlovables. It could be yourself, a family member, or someone you work with. Through scripture, we revealed who they are, which are really, in its basic structure, your enemies. I know you don't want to think of your, maybe even your parents or your friends as your enemies, but that's who they are when you get down to the root cause of it. Because these people don't want the best for you. They actually will be happy if you come into harm. And so we don't want them to come into harm, so we pray for them. And that's showing love. Now, Jesus says that loving your neighbor as yourself, you have fulfilled the law and the scriptures. So now, how do we love the unlovable? How do we love our neighbor? How do we show love to our neighbor? How do we actually get to that point to do that? I'll give you an example of my own loving the unlovable, and I have several. One instance where I used to work for a marketing company, and I don't tell people that I'm Christian. I don't do that. People should know who you are by your fruit. You know, if I could tell an apple tree by its fruit. I can tell an orange tree by its fruit. I can tell a fig tree by its fruit. So a true Christian should not have to broadcast who they are. People should tell who they are by their fruit. So I was working for a marketing company, and the secretary there just had it in for me. She did not like me whatsoever, and I did nothing, absolutely nothing to her. And it got to the point where she was so aggravating and bothering me, where I had to post scripture. You know, I went online, I got the scripture, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, pray for them that persecute you. I had to put that scripture in front of my computer that I could look at it every day when I was tempted to say something back to her. And so the way I got through that was not by giving her evil for evil, but the Bible says return good for evil. Do not give evil for evil, but overcome evil with good. Overcome evil with good. Here's what it says. Here's what the scripture says that I posted on my computer. And it's in Luke chapter 6, starting at 27. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And unto him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And so And eventually, this person invited me over to their house for Christmas and so forth. But initially, I got through that by applying the principles of the Bible, by overcoming evil with good. I never spoke bad of her. I always said hello to her, because deep down, an unlovable person is a hurt person. And what does the Bible say what covers sins? What covers a multitude of sins? Love. So the answer on how to love an unlovable person is to love them. And how do you love an unlovable person? How do you show that love? It could be as simple as saying good morning. God will give you an opportunity to love an unlovable person. He will give you an opportunity to show his love to them. They might drop some papers on the floor. Help them pick it up. They might need help getting out of their car. Help them out of their car. They might need help with money buying groceries. Help them with buying groceries. But the solution to loving an unlovable person is loving your neighbor as yourself and showing love. Overcoming evil with good. So let's recap before we end the show. An unlovable person is a difficult person who doesn't want to be loved. Simply, an unlovable person is a person that does not want to be loved, and the unlovableness comes from the root of being hurt. They're hurt. Why is a person unlovable? Because they are hurt and they seek solace and refuge in a cave where it's shaped into a harness where they can retreat back, and they treat people hard because they know they won't be hurt again. How do you love an unlovable person? By showing them love in return. Why does that work? Because an unlovable person's root cause of being unlovable is deep-seated soul hurt. They've been hurt so bad that it went to the innermost part of their soul. The foundation of the hurt is a soul hurt. And that's why they're unlovable, and that's why it is so hard for them to love, because you can't love them just by talking or doing anything. It's not doing anything, but you can't love them on a superficial level. You can't heal that because it's on a spiritual level why they are hurt so bad. And how to get to that person, you can't do it in your own ability. Only the power of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit sees through them. He sees the point of their hurt, and he knows just how to get to them. So if you're dealing with a person that is unlovable, ask God to show you how to love them. Like I said, it could be opening their door, it could be buying groceries, it could be praying for them. But Jesus Christ knows how to love an unlovable person, and he's using you to love the unlovable person. He's using you to reach that unlovable person, and it's going to be hard at first. I, too, am dealing with that situation right now, but you have to renew your mind to love that person, because the ultimate goal in you loving that person is saving that person from hellfire. From saving that person and hiding a multitude of sins, hiding a multitude of unforgiveness, unrepentantness, unrepentant sins, hatred, envy, jealousy. When you love that person, love them to the cross, you save that person's soul from death. And that's the ultimate purpose of loving the unlovable, saving that person's soul from death and hellfire, and in doing so, you strengthen your character. Thank you guys for listening. If you need to re-listen to this, please do so. God loves you, and I love you, and have a great week. You can subscribe or follow me to listen to my next show to find out what your purpose is. Thank you for listening. I look forward to being with you next week. Bye for now.